Dakkhina Vibhanga Sutta, Classification of Offerings. This discourse appears in Middle End Sayings. This is the 142nd discourse. I heard thus, at one time the Blessed One lived with the Sakyans in Nirodha's monastery in Kapilavattu. Then Mahaprajapati Gautami, taking a set of new clothes, approached the Blessed One, worshipped, sat on a site and said, "Venerable Sir, to make this set of clothes for the Blessed One, I spun and wove the cloth. May the Blessed One accept this set of clothes from me, out of compassion." The Blessed One said, "Gautami, offer it to the community. When offered to the community, it will be offered to me as well." For the second time, Mahaprajapati Gautami said, "Venerable Sir, to make this set of clothes for the Blessed One, I spun and wove the cloth. May the Blessed One accept this set of clothes from me, out of compassion." So, for the second time, the Blessed One said, "Gautami, offer it to the community. When offered to the community, it will be offered to me as well." And for the third time also, said the same thing, and Buddha said for the same thing. So, Buddha said that if someone offering it to the order, then Buddha is also receiving it. Hearing this, Venerable Ananda said to the Blessed One, "Venerable Sir, accept the set of new clothes from Mahaprajapati Gautami. She was much help to you as stepmother, supporter, the one who fed milk when the Blessed One's mother died. The Blessed One too was of great help to Mahaprajapati Gautami. Come to the Blessed One, she took refuge in enlightenment, in the teaching and community. Come to the Blessed One, she abstained from taking the life of living things, taking what is not given, misbehaving sexually, telling lies and taking intoxicating drinks. Come to the Blessed One, Mahaprajapati Gautami got established in unwavering faith in enlightenment, in the teaching and the community. Come to the Blessed One, Mahaprajapati Gautami dispelled doubt about the truth of unpleasantness, its arising, its cessation, and the path and method leading to the cessation. Thus the Blessed One was great help to Mahaprajapati Gautami." So this unwavering faith, the Sri Mentor, she has become Sri Mentor. "That is so, Ananda, if a person come to another person, took refuge in the enlightenment, the teaching and community, that is, this is actually the enlightenment, is the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, that's what it is. I say the gratitude he has to return to the second person is not repaid by joining hands in veneration, getting up and offering a seat on arrival, exchanging pleasant conversation and offering robes, morsel food, dwellings and requisites when ill. Ananda, if a person come to another person, abstain from taking the life of living things, taking what is not given, misbehaving sexually, telling lies and taking intoxicating drinks, I say the gratitude he has to return to the second person is not repaid by joining hands in veneration, getting up and offering a seat on arrival, exchanging pleasant conversation and offering robes, morsel food, dwellings and requisites when ill." So if someone... If another person is set on this Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, that they take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, that whoever made it happen, and to that person, the respect and those things, that this thing cannot be repaid. It is that big. And Buddha said that if you have compassion for someone, you should say this, the suffering, the arising, cause of suffering and cessation of suffering and path leading cessation of suffering. Likewise, Buddha said that if you have a compassion, that you need to establish that person in this Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, the order. And if someone get virtue, that the five precepts, because of the another person, if someone maintain five precepts, then again that person has to cannot repay that thing by saluting and giving the seeds and so on.
That is why Tathagatana has expressed that the treating to your parent, that if you can get parent into this sort
order,
of
thing,
that is what you have paid.
Ananda, if a person comes to another person, he is established in unwavering faith in the enlightenment, the teaching and the community, I say, the gratitude he has to return to the second person is not repaid by joining hands in veneration, getting up and offering, seat on arrival, exchanging pleasant conversation and offering robes, morsel food, dwellings and requisites when ill. Ananda, if a person meeting another person became virtuous, I say the gratitude he has to return to the second person is not repaid by joining hands in veneration, getting up and offering a seat on arrival, exchange pleasant conversation and offering robes, morsel food, dwellings and requisite venue. So there were three conditions now. The fourth one is, Ananda, if a person met another person and dispelled his doubts about them, about this, this is not translated properly over here. It's not about the enlightenment teaching and community. It is establishing on this, the doubt about, if someone has got the doubt about the Four Noble Truths, then one has to clear the doubt about the Four Noble Truths. That is the first one.
First one.
Yeah. Second one is that, virtue, five precepts.
Yeah.
The third one is the unwavering faith. Unwavering faith. So the first one take refuge.
Yeah.
The second one is unwavering faith. So the fourth one is the if someone has the doubt about the Four Noble Truths, you know, that the birth is suffering, aging is suffering and sort of thing, and if one does not believe, one does not think about that one. There are many people who does not believe that this suffering. I say the gratitude he has to return to the second person is not repaid by joining hands in veneration, getting up and offering a seat on arrival, exchanging a pleasant conversation and offering robes, morsel food, dwellings and requisites when needed. Ananda, there are 14 personal offerings that could be made. An offering made to the Tathagata, worthy and rightfully enlightened in the first personal offering. So if we refer to the Buddha, it's the first one. That is personal, individually offering. Second one is an offering made to the Paccheka Buddha, silent enlightened one, Paccheka Buddha, is the second personal offering. An offering made to a worthy disciple is the third personal offering, that is the Arahant. Arahante Danam Deti. And the fourth one, an offering made to a person fallen to the method of realization worthiness, is the fourth personal offering. Arahattapala Satchakiriyaya Patipanni Danam Deti. That means that person has got the Arahat Magga. Magga is there and Pala is not there yet, fruit is not there. So, for that person, offering dana. An offering made to a non-returner is the fifth personal offering, anagamisa dana deti. An offering, sixth one, is an offering made to a person fallen to the method of realizing the state of non-return, is the sixth personal offering. That is that anagami magga is there and pala is not there. An offering made to returning once is the seventh personal offering. That is the once return, the Sakudagama. The eighth one is an offering made to a person fallen to the method of realizing the state of returning once is the eighth personal offering. Sakadagama is Danam Deti. That is this Magga is there, Pala is not there. Ninth one is an offering made to one who has entered the stream of the teaching is the ninth personal offering. That is that Sotapanna. And the tenth one is an offering made to a person fallen to the method of realizing the state of entry into the stream of the teaching is the tenth personal offering. That means he got the Magga Chitta. Still not, the result is not there. The 11th one is an offering made to one not greedy, and turned away from sensuality is the 11th personal offering. So, the Pali words going like this, Bahirake, Kamesu Vitaraga Dhanandeti. So it's sort of single translation says, Sasnim Baharavu, Kamim Pahavu Ragayattuku Giridani. That's what it says. But English one does not translate it that way. So, and the 12th one, an offering made to an ordinary virtuous person, is the 12th personal offering. Putakjana, Silavanti. This person who is, he has got virtue. The 13th one, an offering made to an ordinary not virtuous person, is the 13th personal offering. That is that Putakjana Dussila. And the 14th one is an offering made to an animal, is the 14th personal offering. So, Ananda, how is the offering pure on the side of the donor? Ananda, of an offering made to an animal, the result expected are by hundreds. Of an offering made to ordinary not virtuous person, the results expected are by thousand. Of an offering made to an ordinary virtuous person, the results expected are by 100,000. Of an offering made to a not greedy one, turned away from sensuality, the results expected are by 100,000 million. An offering made to a person falling to the method of realizing the state of entry and the teaching, the results expected are innumerable and unlimited. So the Sotapan, stream enterer, the Magga, Pala, and then once returner, Sakudagami, and Anagami and Arahant, and the Pacheka Buddha, and then the enlightened one. So they cannot be calculated. It's that big.
So does it mean that Pacheka Buddha and the Buddha can stay at the same time in the world?
No. There is no law. Such a law is not stated somewhere that only the two Buddhas cannot be there at the same time. But I think it's a sort of a rare thing to have a Pacheka Buddha and a Buddha. There's no evidence that there has been, sort of, that I know.
But in one time there were a few Pacheka Buddhas at the same time, isn't it? In the previous time.
Pacheka Buddhas can be coexist.
Oh, right.
They can coexist.
Yeah.
Because that those Pacheka Buddhas are those who practice Dhamma under a Tathagata, and they could not attain
in previous births,
and after long time, they sort of do that one for 2 eons. Mahakappa, you know that. So this Paramita is for that 2 eons. Ananda, these 7 are the offerings made to the community. Sanghagata Dakhina. An offering to both bhikkhus and bhikkhunis headed by the Blessed One. This is the first offering made to the community. So the Buddha is as the head of the order, and then offering to the those Sangha. I can remember one person who was so poor person, very poor. They are begging and getting this thing. So that day, the husband went for this getting this food, and he got only a lump of moong beans or something. That's all for the whole day he got. So while he was coming, he saw Buddha and the Arahants are there, and then he want to offer this thing. He was thinking, I am poor because I did not have this chance. I should not miss this one, so I should offer. So, but the other people were not allowing him because he's wearing red clothes and smelly and all those things, a beggar, so they didn't allow him to come. So he tried a number of different ways. He was not allowed. So then he actually thought that those beings, they can see what I wanted to do. And then he spread these beans to the sky, you know, towards that direction, and Buddha saw that, and then each arahant over there got one seed to their path. And so he went home and said to his wife, this is what I got, but I gave it to them. Let's starve for the today. We will have a good life later on. And then as a consequence, he was born, he became as a, I can't remember his name, the highest, the sensual pleasures. He became the world ruling monarch, and he was even ruling the Tau Timsa. So it was that big. And so it's the Buddha as the head of the thing. After the demise of the Blessed One and offering made to the both bhikkhus and bhikkhunis, this is the second offering made to the community. An offering made to the bhikkhus, this is the third offering to the community. An offering made to the bhikkhunis, this is the fourth offering to the community, sangha. An offering made indicating the number of bhikkhus and bhikkhunis, this is the fifth offering to the community. That means that you go to a temple and you tell the monks that I need four monks, five monks. So you make it limit. The other one is unlimited. And an offering made indicating the number of bhikkhus, this is the sixth offering to the community. So the fifth one is the bhikkhus and bhikkhunis together. And here we are actually asking that I need five bhikkhus. Previously, five bhikkhus, five bhikkhunis or whatever. And the seventh one, an offering made indicating the number of bhikkhunis, this is the seventh offering to the community. Ananda, in the future, there will be the last bhikkhus in the lineage, not virtuous with evil things, wearing yellow strings round their necks. They got only string. I say even the results of an offering made to them on account of the community is innumerable and limitless. I would not tell you how an offering made to the community is more fruitful than a personal offering. So even if you are offering to the Buddha, and if you are offering to the Sangha, that means the community, all the Sanghas, that it is more valuable and big. Because that when you think about the order, it is not bhikkhus of this asana alone. It is the bhikkhus of the whole world systems. That if you look today in the Akhanita Brahmarellam, for example, there are 12,000 arahants and 28,000 never returners. So if you offer something to the order, they are included. They are not from Gautam Buddha's sasana, you know, there are only few from that sasana. And also that the other realms, other the Sudassa, Sudassi and all those things, they are arahants over there as well. And then third jhana realm has got arahants. So you are counting all of them in the past, present and so on. So it's vast, very vast. So Ananda, there are four kinds of purity in an offering. Dana visuddhi, dakkhina visuddhiyo. An offering is pure on the side of the donor, not the receiver. An offering is pure on the side of the receiver, not the donor. That means that one is actually the person who is offering, the first one, the one is offering, is pure. And the who is actually receiving it is not a pure person. An offering is pure on the side of the receiver, not the donor. So maybe you are offering to an arahant. An offering is neither pure on side of the donor nor the receiver. So both are not pure. An offering is pure on the side of the donor as well as the receiver. Both. And then Buddha said, Ananda, how is the offering pure on the side of the donor and not the receiver? Here the donor is virtuous with good thoughts. The receiver is not virtuous with evil thoughts. That's the first one. Thus the offering is pure on the side of the donor and not the receiver. Ananda, how is the offering pure on the side of the receiver and not the donor. Here the receiver is virtuous with good thoughts. The donor is not virtuous with evil thoughts. So, thus the offering is pure on the side of the receiver and not the donor. Ananda, how is the offering neither pure on the side of the donor nor the receiver? Here the donor is not virtuous with evil thoughts and the receiver is not virtuous with evil thoughts. Thus an offering is neither pure on the side of the donor nor the receiver. Both are bad. Ananda, how is the offering pure on the side of the donor as well as the receiver? Here the donor is virtuous with good thoughts and receiver is virtuous with good thoughts. Thus the offering is pure on the side of the donor as well as the receiver. Both are pure. The Blessed One said, these are the four kinds of purity, and further said, a virtuous donor offers to one without virtues things obtained righteously with pleasant mind. That is the supasanna citto, supanasa citto. Believe in the results of actions. That offering is purified on the side of the donor. So that means that person is believing the results, that if I do this particular thing, then I get this sort of results. A not virtuous donor offers to the virtuous things not obtained righteously with an unpleasant mind. So he's not happy to give. He doesn't believe, disbelieve in the results of action. That offering is purified on the side of the receiver. That I can remember one other discourse where if you give things with this unpleasant mind, the children you are getting, they don't listen to you. The servants you get, they don't listen to you. And out of that thing. And so here the results, he is not, does not believe the results of action, that I will get anything out of this, but he is actually giving. It's either good to give or others are giving. You know that in Sri Lanka, you know that certain people, that drug dealers sometimes, do these things. A not virtuous donor offers to not virtuous things not obtained righteously. They steal things and get it. With an unpleasant mind, disbelieving the results, that offering is not purified on either side. It's not purified. We pull on away. A virtuous donor offers to the virtuous things obtained righteously with pleasant mind. So mind is pleasant. That's very important to give, when one is giving. Mind got to be pleasant. Pleasant mind. Believe in the results of actions. One got to believe that, when by doing this, that I get such and such a thing.
In the third case, does he get any merit? Third case means unvirtuous person to
Yes, yes.
How?
Still they get.
How?
Because of the offering.
Okay.
Yeah, you gave something to someone. So although they are bad, both are bad, but still they get. It is not great, but they get something. And so that's actually the right view as well. In the right view. The wrong view is that you don't get anything. The right view is that you get. So a virtuous donor offers to the virtuous things obtained righteously with a pleasant mind. Believing the result of action, I say that offering brings great result. Vipula pala sahita. One not greedy offers to those not greedy things obtained righteously with a pleasant mind. Believing the results of actions, I say that is the highest material offering. That means an arahant, for example, give to another arahant. Venerable Sariputta did that one. Because one of Venerable Sariputta's relative was born in a Pretaloka. Not in this birth or, the one, it is of further away, that not a relative, actually a mother in one of the births. And so that lady came and said, you know, I was your mother, and I'm in this bad state, and please help me. And so Venerable Sariputta, he can, you know, go back and yawn to see these things, Mahakappa. So he saw, yes, this person was my mother in one birth. So, and Venerable Sariputta went on alms round, collected alms food, and asked the other arahants not to go for alms round and offer the other arahants this alms and gave this merits to that departed mother, you know, previous birth. So that is the highest offering of that one. Now remember that this one has to do with this pleasant mind and believing the results of actions, right? So to see this one, you need to look at this such examples. I got a couple of examples. I actually printed one. If you look at Vimana Vattu, this is this Venerable Vangisa. Have you heard about Venerable Vangisa? Vangisa is one of those 80 great disciples of the Buddha. I think it's the 6th or 7th. Mahakachana, Vangisa, and Mataniputta. They are all good speakers. You know, they can explain things easily. And this is Venerable Vangisa in an arahant, one of those great disciples. So Venerable Vangisa is saying here, I see this delightful and beautiful mansion, its surface of many color, ablaze with crystal and roofed with silver and gold, a well-professional palace possessing gateways with gold and sand. As the thousand rays red sun in the autumn shine in the sky, in the 10 directions, dispelling the dark, so does this you mention glow like a blazing smoke, crested fire in the darkness of the night. It dazzles the eye like lightning, beautiful, suspended in space, resounding with music of lute, drum, and cymbals, with mention of yours rivals Indra's city in glory. Indra is the Sakkadevendra, in glory. White and red and blue lotuses, jasmine, and other flowers are there. Blossoming salt trees and flowering asokas, and the air is filled with variety of fragrances. This is the divine world is talking about here, right? And sweet scented trees, breadfruits. See, the breadfruits are there as well. Laden branches interlaced with palm trees and hanging creepers in full bloom, glorious like jewel nets. Also delightful lotus pool exist for you. Whatever flowering plants there are that grow in water and trees and are on land, those known in the human world and heavens, all exist in your abode. All the trees that we think about, the plants, they are there in that place. And whether it's the human world or the divine world, those plants are there. Of what calming and self-restraint is this the result? By the fruit of what deed have you arisen here? How did this mansion come to be possessed by you? Tell it full, O lady with thick eyelashes. So Venerable Vangisa is telling to this deity about this thing. This is the Sesavati. Sesavati is mentioned, is the name of the discourse. Sesavati is saying, how it come to be possessed by me, this mansion, with its flocks of herons, koswalihin, and peacocks, monara, and partridges, these are the birds, atikukulu, and frequented by heavenly waterfall and royal geese. So there is this deer cow, they are the divine ones in that pond. Resounding with the cries of birds, of ducks and cuckoos, containing diverse varieties of creepers, flowers and trees, with trumpet flower, rose apple, asoka trees, Now, how this mansion came to be possessed by me, I will tell you. Listen, Venerable Sir. In the eastern region of the excellent country of Magadha, there is a village called Nalaka, Venerable Sir. There I lived formerly as a daughter-in-law, and they knew me there as a Sesavati. Scattering flower blossoms, joyfully I honored him, skilled in deeds and worshipped by gods and men, the great Upatissa, who has attained the immeasurable quenching. The Upatissa is Sariputta, Sariputta's name. So those Venerable Sariputta, this woman, spread flowers, you know, offer the flowers to the Venerable Sariputta with a pleasant mind. Remember, the Buddha is saying over here, with a pleasant mind and believing the results of actions. If you do those things, then there is this, it's purified, right? It is purified in the Venerable Sariputta's side. And having worshipped him, gone to the ultimate bourne, the eminent seer bearing his last body, on leaving my human shape, I came to heaven of the 33 and inhabit this palace. By offering those flowers to the Venerable Sariputta, and she was born in that palace. And there were so many stories like that, where one was actually going through this dagaba, you know, the offering flowers to that one, and then at that time the person died and born in this divine realm. And there was another discourse where one person, so they used born in the second divine realm. And the another person who got the unwavering faith in Buddha, so attained stream, become a stream enterer. And that person after death was born in the god of creations, that's the Nimmanarati world. They live so sort of 2 billion years over there. This 33 world sort of 36 million years, the age span. So now when you read these things, then one would sort of see, okay, so these things are good, and so always these offerings has great results to the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. And the Buddha is saying that the offering to the Oda is the great one over there, rather than the individual. So what happened is that these things are also have fermentations, that is that asrava, the taints are there, although they are good, produce the great results. There are these that you need to, because of these things, by offering, and then you have clinging to those things as well. So we be born again. So rather than not doing it, doing that one is good, because always produce good results. And but one has to bear the fruit of that. And if you think about those nutriments, four nutriments as the there's this edible food, the contact, the mental volition, and then the consciousness. So because of these thoughts that we have, that offering is good, and then we produce good results, so we get a view, a right view. That right view is a mundane right view. It's not supramundane. So because of the mundane right view, then we act on those things. So the right view, right thoughts, all those things going, all mundane. And they produce mundane results. You do things like that, so there is this existence because of the craving. There is some sort of craving. See that this, there is believing results and doing that. So the best is that you do these things, but one need to meditate, try to end this thing. Otherwise, one would actually be born in a, you know, good worlds, good births, and all those things are there. And after spending that, you know, this is something like you earn money, quite a lot of money. And then after spending that money, back to square one. because there won't be, you know, Buddha and the order in another time to sort of offer. So it's good to know that these things, but one need to do the meditation, and these things will help for the meditation and all those things, because that you don't have get problems when you are trying to do meditation. Well, I have to go and earn money because I don't have money. You know, those things sort of taken care of by offering and getting rich in that sense, enriching from the these good characteristics I'm talking about. Do you have any questions?
In this discussion, it tells that you can collect merit by offering, but it is not the final objective you want, but it helps you to get certain level of support, but it is not the destination.
Yeah. I mean, these things, one can actually lead to this Silabhata Paramas, for example. I do these things, and then I, by doing these things, I will be born in such and such a world, and one who can cling to those things. So you can see then you are traveling through that second path of the nutriment, contact as the nutriment, and then there is this, the existence, bhava yoga, and all coming in that path. And what it creates is this the right view coming from the third path, where there is this right view. And you would live that way. Some people are. For example, today some people are saying, I'm not doing any bad things. You know, I'm okay, I'm not doing bad things. So you can see the path they are following. They are not developing their mind. And they think that this sort of thing exists. The monks are there, and then, you know, the order is there so that I can offer and do that. And when they are all gone and disappear, and
again, if one can give a dana to the order or a monk, they give things like that, should be able to give to anybody, anyway, a kind heart to give anybody, but people don't do it like that.
Yeah, they don't do it. I mean, the Buddha has clarified what the results of offerings are. If you actually give it to an animal, it is 100. If you give it to a, you know, the even a bad, that person is 1,000 you can expect. But if it's a virtuous person, then, you know, 100,000 and so on. And so the offering to the order is the highest.
Yeah, but still, there's the inside it is, there is this, that person has agreed to that not giving to some, and then because the person knows that you get more merits by giving to according to this order,
mm-hmm.
and so some people don't give it to. For an example, so people come knocking on doors, you know, and there are a lot of people and who give dana and everything wouldn't give a cent to these people. Why is that?
Well, there are certain things on that. If you give to the order, it is pure. They don't go fishing. They don't go and killing others. But if you give to organization, it happened to me as well. I gave to this, you know, some sort of a foundation. So I used to give $50, $100 and so on. And they send a newsletter. And what they have done from the money is to send the child on a fishing trip. So you gave the money for harming living beings.
Yeah, but once you give something to somebody, after that is none of your business, isn't it? Something like that.
No, your mind won't become pure. Your mind become, you are upset because that you have helped hurting others by donating it. So if the receiver is not pure, then you are actually, let's say you give to a war person who actually, you know, killing others and, you know, sort of doing bad things. Would you get any merits? No, you are part of that bad action.
And again, it's the same thing like that. You will give money to your kid and that kid would use that money for not a good thing, and then you get hurt too. I mean, you get upset too.
Well, if they're actually doing this killing, stealing and all those bad things, well, then you have a sort of...
But that person could make self-harming thing anyway, isn't it? For that, because if a kid going and probably that example, because we know that if kids do something, I mean, say if they eat the wrong food, they can get sick. But that happened because you give them money.
Oh, well, that's sort of different in the sense that they are doing it for living or eating. So your intention was not to harm them. So although we think that there are certain people who can eat junk food. I know one person in our section who can actually eat junk food. He lives on junk food. It's thin like that, and no problems. So we sort of, depending on our body and sort of thing, we classify these foods, you know, this is bad and so on. So that's our view and what the world is classifying, you know. So it's not sort of a pure view in our side to say that this food is bad. And we go by these health experts and so we make up our own thing. So, I don't know, we can't sort of say that sort of thing. But if they are doing bad things like killing, stealing, sexual misconduct and all those lying, for that one, if you have supported them, and that is bad. So, yeah. So, in that particular thing, I'm saying that I felt that I have supported this bad for them to do the bad things. So, I wrote a letter to them expressing my unhappiness, and I stopped straight away. Since then, I didn't give it. So even I'm scared to give it to the Heart Foundation, and I'm scared to give it to them as well, because they might use these rats and animals for their testing and those things. Should I be part of that? So the odor of the monks is pure, no such thing. So you recall to your mind, I have given. I have no doubt that this is pure. And each time you recall, your mind becomes pure. Is there any such order in the world other than the Buddhist monks?
But in the incident that you were talking about, but until you get to know that they have done this sort of thing with your money, you are not in bad category either, because... In the third category of dana, that the person, both are bad, but still you get merit because your intention was...
Yes. But you get the merits, but the unhappiness you are getting, yeah, it is producing immense thing on the side. Yeah, so that's the bad thing. Yeah. But the Buddhist order, you can recall again and again that I have given to this order. And... yeah, so it become pure and pure. I mean, there was a time I was actually thinking long time ago, you know, giving to these needy people. They are the sort of good thing. But when you actually analyze those things, you would see. But you got to give to others as well, you know, needy people. And if Buddha said, if someone asks him for help and if you can give that help, it's great to that one. Buddha said that to give it to the persons that you feel, happy or something like that. I can't express it very well. So that you get things. So out of those things, and this is the biggest.
And again, it's a practice also, isn't it? Because people who, when you look at the way people, I mean, in the society, no matter whether it's a Buddhist or somebody else, the way the people who, some people just give. Mm. I mean, they don't think twice.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
And but some people give, but still they count on it, isn't it?
Yeah. Because that some people give because that it is good to give. Some people give because my parents used to give.
Mm.
my family used to give Buddha said this one in another discourse. And so there are various ways, you know, that some people give that because that I cook, others are not cooking, therefore I give, something like that. Yeah.
Because I know sometimes that some people at work, some of my friends, they are Australians, they don't think twice. They just want to, I mean, somebody just have to say there is something like this, so they just wouldn't worry about giving at all.
Yeah, I mean, they have thought about it before, though, because by seeing their father, mother and the others doing it, they were trained in that way, so that they think that it is good to give. And so there is some sort of a religious or background before that to happen. And so they are spontaneous, that's right, some are spontaneous, and they think that we should because they watch TV and all those things, and then they see there is this need and sort of thing, and they think at that time.
Well, sometimes it's unbelievable, I mean, so because see, in Sri Lanka it's a Buddhist country, to get some money collected for something is a very hard thing. Here you just can't hear, you can hear radio or whatever, and next minute you get about 10,000-15,000.
It is different scenario, because that you can give if you have money, right? The thing is, in Sri Lanka, very hard
to
people,
yes.
But people give a lot of things if you have money, but if you don't have what, because people prioritize what to spend, how they spend, and all sort of thing. It's completely different economic situation.
Okay, we will stop for today then.